before you worry about gold or silver, worry about you. Learn how to learn. And if I can say this, forget many of the things that you were taught in school. At school, you were taught how to learn what they want you to learn. Try to figure out what you want to learn, and try to figure out what kind of life you want. Figure out how curious you are, how hard you want to work, how much risk you're willing to take. And then worry about your education. If you invest in yourself before you invest in gold or silver or anything else, you will do a better job as an investor.
Hey guys, I'm Tiffany Georgopoulos. I'm here with Natural Resource Stocks at the 2026 Rural Symposium. I'm here today with Rick Ruhl. It's so nice to officially meet you. Thank you for having me and the team. How has it been, or your experience so far, getting all ready for this? How do you expect it to go?
As you said earlier, this what appears to your audience to be a four-day conference is a 12-month conference. We've been working on this one since we shut down the last one, this time last year. This is the focal point, but the truth is that, as I say, a four-day event is actually a 12-month event. We're pretty well prepared. I'm told by my staff that we've been doing this for about 30 years. And if you do that, most of the mistakes that we might otherwise make this year, we made last year, so we're ready for them.
Oh, awesome. Glad to hear. And then when you were talking with Andy, as a young investor, and for my other young investors out there, I'm always curious what people have to say involving investing in gold and silver as a new investor. I'm just more so curious because you said it always depends on the individual investor's goals, depending on whether they go into gold or silver. Can you elaborate a little bit more on what those goals are, and specifically gold and silver, and what you think, depending on a young investor's goals, they should go into?
Let's go one back. The most important thing for an investor your age to invest in is herself.
True.
Before you worry about gold or silver, worry about you. Learn how to learn. And if I can say this, forget many of the things that you were taught in school. At school, you were taught how to learn what they want you to learn. Try to figure out what you want to learn, and try to figure out what kind of life you want. Figure out how curious you are, how hard you want to work, how much risk you're willing to take. And then worry about your education. If you invest in yourself before you invest in gold or silver or anything else, you will do a better job as an investor. There are some wonderful books, and I'll name them, that somebody your age ought to read. You ought to read Economics in One Lesson by Hazlitt. A book that will tell you how the world works as opposed to the way that your professor would have wanted the world to work. Read a book called The Intelligent Investor by Ben Graham. Relative to the effort required to read it, that's the best investment book ever written. And then if that book was easy, read Securities Analysis, the book that made Warren Buffett what he is. Mm-hmm. If you read Securities Analysis, if you can stand it, and if you employ the lessons that it teaches you, you will become rich. Not that you might become rich. It might be that you decide that you don't want to become rich. That's okay too. The important thing is to learn who you are, what you're trying to accomplish. That's going to change. Mm-hmm. And to invest in yourself. After that, we can talk about gold or silver. Gold is a way to maintain wealth. What you will learn over time is that gold maintains its purchasing power, and the dollar doesn't do that. I began to save primarily in gold in the year 2000. And when I look at the price of goods and services expressed in gold, I'm surprised how cheap things are. If you save in dollars, you're surprised by how expensive things are. And so I would suggest that when you're thinking about the maintenance of your purchasing power 25 years ago, 25 years from now, you think about gold. Silver is a different discussion. We can have it afterwards. But for a youngster, think about, first of all, investing in yourself, and secondly, think about the maintenance of the purchasing power of your savings.
Awesome. I love that. I mean, I'm going to take that advice with me. And then we can go into silver later on, maybe one day.
Right.
And then this question might be a little out there, but I'm more so curious, if you had to restart from scratch your entire natural resource portfolio in general, how would you allocate in like gold, silver, copper? Like, what would you do if you had to restart from scratch today?
Given the relative valuations of the sectors and the relative certainty, and I need to think maybe 3 months forward from now, the foundation of a good natural resource portfolio is oil and gas, because it's the best sector in resources. It's the biggest, it has the best people, it has the most data, and it's a sector that most people are underweight. Many people, particularly people your age, think that we're past the age of oil, which is wrong. I'm 73, a very healthy 73. Peak oil demand won't occur in my lifetime. It might not occur in your lifetime. But people are acting as they invest like peak oil demand occurs in 2030, which is wrong. The gold stocks now are fairly valued, and they're very, very, very seldom fairly valued. And I think an increase in the gold price and an increase in the gold stock in the gold share price is inevitable. So my first default after oil and gas would be to gold. They're very seldom fairly priced, and they're fairly priced. Probably after that, I would move to copper. We may be early with copper, but there's zero doubt in my mind that there's going to be copper production shortfalls over the next 5 years. And then the last sector that I would focus on, particularly at your age, would be uranium. The easy money has been made in uranium, but for reasons that we can discuss in a subsequent interview, the certain money is to come. And at your age, certain money is a very, very good thing. The most important lesson in investing is compounding. Compounding requires time, and certain performance over time at your age sets you up for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, great to know. I love that answer. I'd love to go more in depth, but I don't know how much time you have. Maybe I can interview you again later on. But I
look forward to that. Every discussion that we've had is by itself a half-hour discussion. Oil's a half-hour discussion. Uranium's a half-hour discussion. Gold's a half-hour discussion. Mm-hmm. And sadly,
I mean, they're long. They're not small sectors, correct. You know. There's so many layers that you have to go through. You can't just say one thing without years prior of knowledge and everything,
correct,
that you know. So, you know, I'd love to talk about it another time. But for now, that's all the questions I have. So thank you so much. It was great officially meeting you, and I'm excited for the next 4 days.
Well, next time I'll make you give me a book report on economics.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
read it.
I'll make you earn it. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.